Ray Rice. I mean, obviously, you know, it doesn't seem like they use him as much as it, but you know he can hurt you in a lot of different ways. Screens, of course, as a running. What's the first thing that kind of jumps to your mind about a guy like Rice?
I mean, his versatility. I mean, it's kind of a all-encompassing answer, but it's true. You know, he can do everything. He catches a lot of balls, and he's a great running back. So, you know, he's the first guy you got to stop. You know, he's definitely our focus this week. If we can make him one-dimensional, we have a chance. But obviously, he can still hurt you in the passing game. But, you know, if we even want to have a chance this week, you know, we can't let them be balanced. We can't let them have the success running the ball throughout the game, or they'll keep us on our heels all night.
Flacco's a guy who's, you know, hooked up Vittori on a lot of big plays. I think they're fifth in the NFL in terms of 20-yard plays or more. You're over 50. Haz was just talking about the game plan was to kind of get bodies in front of Eli and make clog up the throwing line. Is that the same type of approach you take with a guy like Flacco, or because he's just a different guy, you kind of take a little bit of a different road?
I mean, you definitely just got to hit and harass him. I mean, how you do it is kind of play to play. You know, we were successful of getting Eli a little bit more uncomfortable last week in the second half. And we got to try and do that all day with Flacco. But, you know, Torrey Smith is a big play guy. You know, he's got elite level speed. And if you put any DB on that island with him for too long, it can get bad. It can get ugly for that guy. So, you know, we definitely got to hit and harass Flacco. And, you know, if we're able to limit the big plays and force some turnovers, I think we can be successful.
With a guy that doesn't scramble a ton but has some mobility, your inside push on Rob Jackson's sack the other night was so key. How important is it to get that inside push so that you can get a guy off his mark and kind of moving around and maybe get his vision off of his downfield target?
Yeah, I mean, quarterbacks are human. So, you know, if they got a 300-pound man barreling at them, they can feel it. They can sense it. So it's not always about sacks. Obviously, you know, the other night we were able to draw holding penalties, able to get hits. You know, it's not always just about sacks. It's a lot of things you can do to frustrate and, you know, kind of knock a passing game out of sync. And, you know, when we're able to do that, that's when we're most successful. So, you know, our DBs are opportunistic. If we can hit a quarterback, you know, get a tip of ball, make them inaccurate, our DBs have great hands, and they make a lot of plays for us. So, you know, it's definitely a group effort in the passing game.